Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called for a national election to be held on May 3, aiming for a second consecutive three-year term for his Labour Party government. The election is expected to focus largely on cost of living issues, which have been a significant concern for voters. Albanese stated that the election will present a choice between his government's vision to keep building and the opposition Liberal Party-led coalition's proposal for cuts to government spending. During a news conference, Albanese emphasized his optimism for Australia's future, distinguishing his campaign by focusing on hope and optimism. Current opinion polls indicate that Labour is closely matched with the Liberal National Coalition, led by former police detective Peter Dutton. This puts Labour at risk of becoming the first Australian government to serve just one term since 1931. After defeating the centre-right coalition in the 2022 election, Labour has seen a drop in support, largely due to rising cost of living pressures, including a severe shortage of affordable housing. Australia is facing one of the least affordable housing markets in the world. The median price-to-income ratio has nearly doubled between 2002 and 2024, and a Gallup poll conducted last year showed that over 75% of Australians are dissatisfied with the availability of affordable housing. Only Turkey had a higher level of dissatisfaction among the 13 countries surveyed. Tom Switzer, executive director of the Center for Independent Studies, attributed the problem to Australia's regulated housing sector, which has limited development in major cities and imposed rigid planning approval processes from local councils. This, he argues, has made it increasingly difficult for young Australians to enter the property market. In response to the housing crisis, Albanese's government has pledged to build 1.2 million new homes by the end of the decade. However, the government's progress has been slow, and estimates suggest that the target may be missed by 400,000 homes. Dutton has proposed a plan involving $5 billion Australian, $3.15 billion, to fund the construction of 500,000 new homes, alongside measures to reduce demand, such as cutting immigration and implementing a two-year ban on foreign investors and temporary residents from buying property. Dutton criticized Albanese's focus on a failed referendum regarding Indigenous advisory bodies instead of addressing pressing economic issues. He argued that Labour's economic policies and spending have exacerbated the cost of living, making it unaffordable for many Australians.